And welcome back to Reaction Cast. It's your host, Jesus, aka Tyrant Dominus, here to give you another movie review. This time around, we're going to be talking about Talk to Me.
So what'd you get it from anyway?
Apparently it was the hand of someone that could connect with the dead.
I heard it was the hand of a Satanist. And the other hand's just out there.
White people shit, man, I tell you.
All right, let's do this! You know the drill. Say, talk to me.
Talk to me.
So, this is one of those, like, obscure-ish films that I've forgot was around. I remember I saw the trailer and like, oh, that looks interesting. And then I saw a little advertisement for it, depending on what film I was seeing. Like, but I'm glad I went to go see this. This film is directed by Danny and Michael. Oh my God, like Filippo, I believe him. Their last name is, I might be ruining their last name, but I do apologize there. But they're better known as Rocka Rocka on YouTube. These are basically YouTubers. So when it comes to new media getting to old media space, it can get a little iffy. Not bad, but it has this weird stigma. So I'm gonna take that away and just kind of view this from the perspective of some new directors getting into the space and seeing what this film has in take, because this is a horror thriller in which a group of friends discover how to conjure spirits using an embalmed hand. They become hooked on the new thrill until one goes too far and unleashes a terrifying supernatural force. So the concept is pretty simple. It's kind of the best way I could explain it is kind of the Bloody Mary style of horror. Like you do something and then something gets summoned or something. So that's kind of the thrill. The casting itself, I really enjoy the casting. You have, oh my God, why can I not remember? You got Sophie Wilds as Mia, kind of our main lead. Wait, where's the rest of, oh my God, why is this not giving me the proper casting? Yeah, you got Sophie Wilds as Mia. Man, there's gotta be a better place to get casting, guys. Come on, guys. Get me a better site for casting here. Let's see here. Miranda Otto as Sue's the mother. I'm trying to see here. Like, you got some here. I'm trying to see. Otis as Daniel. Yeah, okay. Trying to see some of the actors that are like key players here. Joe Bird as Riley, yeah, the younger brother character. Where's this? Is that her name? Jet Gaisley? I think that's how you pronounce her, as Alex. Yeah, kind of these are our main characters. You got Mia, played by Sophie Wilds. You got Jet as Alex. Joe Bird as Riley. And when Otis is playing Daniel. So these are kind of our main, like, people who are our leads. So yeah, everyone does a reasonably good job with their roles. It gets pretty intense here and there. Some of the thrills and sequences they have for these horror style films. There were at times where it got creepy. It's one of those more, not shock horror, but suspense-ish horror, but it can get like real crazy real fast. I like what they did. I like what the guys did direct with the direction of the film they chose, because the film for the most part is pretty simplistic. You have this weird hand and you get this strange high whilst talking to spirits, and they have like these set of rules. Like I said, it's kind of like this, these things you do, like Bloody Mary, you call her in the bathroom through a mirror and all that stuff. And with this, you shake an embalmed hand and say, talk to me, And you get this euphoric high while everyone else is filming, and you just, it gets really creepy. It's a concept that's pretty, like, not new, but I like seeing. And then, like I said, it gets wild when Mia, who during the film kind of gets possessed, or not 100%, but she unleashes something during her, like, session, and where she held the hand too long or something, and then she's being followed by spirits, and then it just gets wilder and wilder from there, with things just getting out of hand. And I like the premise it gets. Now, some of the things that happened in the aftermath of the film is a little convoluted, I would say, but I enjoyed the direction they were going with, because it's a lot of it's kind of teen angst, emotional damage on top of physical damage happening throughout the film. It's wild. It's a wild film with a lot to it. There's, if you really want to take a deep dive into it, you can definitely do that. But if you're going there just for a thrill, this is more like a, in my opinion, a one watch, I would say. But nonetheless, it's worth a watch for sure. As I was like sitting down in the cinema, I'm like, okay, I am glad, because I'm a firm believer on just some getting out of my comfort zone and seeing some of the more obscure films out there. And A24, I'm glad that they pick up some of these other films and are able to bring it to more global media, because this is an Australian based film, and I'm kind of glad that we got to see it. It came out back last year, but it's like it got its global release recently, and I'm glad to see it, because this, like I said, these are also young directors. I know very little of them, but I knew of them, so seeing what they had in store for this movie, I was like, okay, what is this that we're getting ourselves into, you know? But after watching it and kind of seeing the progression of the film, because the plot itself, as much as it's pretty simple and somewhat intriguing, there isn't so much depth unless you're looking for it, in my opinion. Because there is some, as I was discussing it with the party I was watching with, we saw some things towards the end where, like, okay, so that's kind of interesting. But for me, when I was just watching it, I was enjoying it for the horror film it was, and it was an enjoyable horror film, nonetheless. There, to kind of give a, not a rating, but my thoughts, this one is a, what is this one? This one is a, that's a good question. This one is, it's not for everyone, that's for sure. But I would definitely put it as a, this is a good one. I'm trying to think, because I want to be supportive of this film, but it's kind of a wait for streaming movie, but it's like, yeah, it's a wait for streaming movie, but you kind of definitely have to watch it at least. Yeah, it's a wait for streaming, but definite watch when you get it, you know. Wait for streaming, but once it's on streaming, watch it. Because yeah, like, as much as I got out of it from a big cinema entertainment, I enjoyed it. Like, if I definitely say, if you want to support new up and coming people, and just more global outside people, I would say watch it in cinema. Try to support this film, because it was definitely a good outing for the guys directing and for the film. To seeing some new faces, that's always fun for me, like to see what's out there. And the story itself, like I said, the pacing was well, it got creepy moments, it had a lot of practical effects, it had some wild stuff. It was comedic at times and I liked it. It had definitely, you could feel the Australian humor in there. And I watch enough Australian content where I got some of the references and jokes, but some of them flew over my head, definitely. But I enjoyed those moments as well. This film is, it's like I said, it's a, for the most people, it's a horror film, so it's not for everyone. So I would wait for streaming, but when it comes to streaming, it's a must watch when you get a chance. Wait for streaming. But if you want to be supportive, I definitely get a chance to at least watch it at least once in a cinema. But I had fun watching it, and I'm looking forward to seeing what more the Raka Raka Boys can bring to the old media side of the world, because they have some fun content online. So I'm definitely looking forward to seeing what they have in store for us in the future. So yeah, thanks again for listening or watching. Let me know your thoughts on the film. Are you planning on watching it? Did you know this was happening? Did you know these guys made it? Yeah, let me know down in the comments below if you're on YouTube or Spotify, or if you're listening to this on any of the podcasting platforms. So thanks again for listening or watching. Until next time, see ya.